afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The show must go on and it will be in regional New South Wales next year with country shows back on the agenda. The New South Wales government has given the green light for country shows to resume next year with COVID-safe measures in place to allow up to 5,000 people at any given time to attend shows in the new calendar year. Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson said local shows are a proud tradition that many communities look forward to every year, and the green light to bring these cherished events back is great news. This year, the Upper Hunter lost all of its local shows due to the pandemic. The first regional show for 2021 will be at Bowral, which is scheduled to kick off on January 9. New England MP Barnaby Joyce says if you've got one big client in any business, you've got one big problem. Tensions between Australia and China don't appear to be getting any better, with issues in the beef, wheat, and rumours there could be a halt on wine exports into China in the coming weeks. Barnaby Joyce says if the pandemic has taught us anything at all, it's clear we need to explore more export options than just China.
The first thing they teach you in accountancy, don't have one big accountancy client, because if they leave, you're broke. And, of course, if you have one big coal client or one big beef client, and if they left, it affects your whole business plan. We're in a tenuous position. So we've got to develop our Vietnam markets. We've got to develop our Indonesian markets.
A man has been flown to hospital after falling from a horse at Nundle. The Westpac rescue helicopter is transporting a 64-year-old man who suffered a head injury after falling from a house on a property. New South Wales ambulance paramedics treated the man on the scene before he was flown to the Tamworth Rural Referral Hospital. The man was last reported to be in a stable condition. And a Merriwar agronomist says the recent rainfall has brought some welcome relief to many farmers, providing good feed for the summer months. But for farmers who were about to harvest, it hasn't been ideal. Over the last fortnight, the region has received more than 100 mil of rain in most parts, which has certainly greened up the area, given water to feed, and put a bit in the dams and catchments. Tim Sawley from Nutrien says, though, it's 50-50 how good and bad the amount of rainfall has been for some farmers in the Upper Hunter.
Most of the crops were just on the point of being ripe. So guys were looking to start harvest last week when the rain came, and now that's probably been delayed a week, and rain on ripe crops is never ideal. But yeah, we have escaped without too many dramas, I think, this time.
And that's your latest local news.